Please turn to hymn number 151, hymn 151, verse 1, please stand. We continue this morning with prayer, beginning with a special prayer request on behalf of Ruth Gullickson Weber. Ruth is a recent graduate of Bethany, and she is the wife of seminarian Paul Weber and sister of Mark. Ruth has been diagnosed with stomach cancer and is also expecting a child in April. We pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, at your invitation, we come before you on behalf of our dear sister Ruth. We thank you for providing her with the best care of modern medicine and pray that these blessings now be used to bring healing to her body. In your grace, protect both mother and child and preserve their lives. We make these requests according to your will, knowing that you work all things for the eternal good for the members of your holy Christian church. Above all, grant an increase of faith to the members of this Christian family, that they may continue to seek and find their greatest source of strength and comfort in you through the merits of your Son, in whose name we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that of your mercy and compassion you caused your Son to become incarnate and through him redeemed us from sin and everlasting death. We beseech you, enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may ever be thankful for such grace and comfort ourselves thereby in all tribulation and temptation, and at last obtain eternal salvation. Through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Hymn 151, verses 3 and 4, you may be seated. It is now 40 days since our celebration of Christ's birth on December 25th. Today, February 2nd, sometimes called Candlemas, is also known as Presentation Day, the day that the firstborn son of Mary was dedicated to the Lord. the day that the only begotten Son of the Father appeared in his own house, his own holy temple, as both the firstborn fulfillment and the eternally begotten sacrifice. A reading from Exodus chapter 13. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, "What does this mean?" you shall say to him, "By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem with a sacrifice." The presentation of the firstborn son was a reminder to every family of how the Lord had preserved the firstborn sons by the blood of the Lamb, which told death's angel to pass over. Hymn 343. 343, verses 2, 4, and 5. Today is also called Purification Day, a name which reminds us of Mary's obligation to the law. The ancient law of Moses made sharp divisions between clean and unclean in all aspects of life. God's holiness demanded ultimate purity, but Christ's purity offered purity to the whole world. His holiness fulfills every picture and every demand of the ceremonial laws of clean and unclean. From Leviticus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. When the days of her purification are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. He shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for her, and then she will be ceremonial clean from her flow of blood. But if she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her, and she will be clean. 2 poor for a lamb, Mary and Joseph brought doves for the sacrifice. The wonderful, holy irony in this picture is that she held in her arms the one who is the perfect lamb, in whose blood we are all made pure and clean before the face of God our Father. Hymn 115, verses 6, 13, and 14. 115, 6, 13, and 14. We also remember the patience of faith, which was exemplified by Simeon and Anna waiting there in the temple. God was faithful to his promise to them, and he is faithful towards us. We sing Simeon's words as our own confession. The sun of righteousness is shining on us. The shadow of death fades in the springtime of everlasting life. Hymn number 48, please stand.